Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know it's a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
America, America, that's America, fuck yeah, here to save the motherfucking day. Captain America, fuck yeah, so kiss his ass and lick his balls. Hydra, your time is through, cause now you have to answer to Captain America, fuck yeah, here to save the motherfucking day. Captain America, fuck yeah, freedom is the only way, yeah, fuck yeah, Captain America, fuck yeah, here to save the motherfucking day. Captain America, fuck yeah, so kiss his ass and suck his balls. Hydra, your time is through, cause now you have to answer to Captain America, fuck yeah, here to save that motherfucking day. Fucking America.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and as always, next to me, this suave motherfucker right here,
Kamala Tosh.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for
Absolutely.
You. Dude, Captain America was fucking awesome!
That song basically sums up my feelings of the movie. I was blown away.
Dude, it was better than the Avengers. We're going to have a lot of spoilers in this episode, so if you haven't seen it, you know, tune out right now and then come back later.
To Russia with Love.
Yeah, yeah, go listen to that and then come back in and you'll be ready to go. Episode 33, then get right on to 34 because we're going to go Captain America on you, dude. Oh my God. From the very start of the movie to the very end of the movie, just nonstop ridiculousness.
Fantastic movie. Way exceeded my expectations.
Right? And how brilliant of Marvel and Disney to have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., their TV show, like, lead up to the movie and have something happen where a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent gets kidnapped, and then he's actually kidnapped in the movie, and then you find out how that ties in with Hydra and everything, and then leads right back in at the end of the movie to what's going to happen in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
So basically, tonight, if you're following the show, you got to go to the movie theater to watch that movie.
It's brilliant.
That weekend.
It's brilliant.
So that you're caught up by the time the show starts back again on Monday.
Right. Otherwise, it's actually kind of going to ruin the movie for you when you figure out the fallout from Captain America in the show.
All the more reason to catch the movie that
it's
weekend.
It's genius. I can't wait to see the opening numbers, man. I can't wait to see what those are. In fact, you know what? We should have the opening numbers right now. I'm going to take a look online and see what those actually were for opening weekend. Okay, so opening numbers for Captain America were 96.2 million domestic and over 300 million worldwide, bro.
Insane.
That's nuts, dude. I mean, that is like almost as good as the Avengers status. That's like ridiculously up there. For a Captain America movie to pull that, lets you know why you need to take your ass to the theater to see it.
If that's not a green light from the general public to make more, I don't know what is.
Dude, Marvel can't lose right now. They're throwing fucking stones at people and whacking them in the head, and they're going,
fire.
You're fucking enslaved to Marvel movies. You come on in. You're going to pay all your fucking money. You're going to watch this shit.
A whole bunch of them every year, and you're going to line up in droves to watch.
Dude, Jon Favreau comes on $100 bills. That's how he fucking, like,
and then he flushes them down the toilet.
That's how he wipes his cum up when he busts his nut. He just $100 bills. Ridiculous, okay? Marvel Studios, Disney, doing it right. DC, where you at? Where you at? Like, you're fucking...
Well, those Batman animated movies were really good.
They were.
but that's all they got.
Okay, but here's the thing.
They got Batman Superman coming out. That's promising, right?
Well, yeah, but DC says, bro, that if Batman Superman doesn't do as expected,
Which is crap.
They're going to let people start buying the rights to the movies, to the franchises.
Hmm.
Which, hey, Disney, if you want to do the coup de grace.
Lego's already done it.
Like, you know what I'm
Lego's
saying?
Already got DC and Marvel on board. They got everybody.
Right. Look, hey, Marvel, Disney, if you want to do the coup de grace, go scoop up DC.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Because I'm telling you, Marvel, Disney, Marvel Studios, Disney holds this, that whole conglomerate would fucking do DC movies right.
Yep.
They would
People
do it
would
right.
People would finally care about DC.
They'd be like, oh shit, a Green Lantern movie, and a Green Lantern movie I can actually watch. Fantastic.
I can't say anything. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
No?
No, I haven't.
Well, I got it. We can watch it. It's horrible. But man, I'm telling you, like, the first Captain America movie, very vanilla. Okay? You knew it was going to be a little hokey. It was the 1940s stuff. And... you know, that's what it was.
I thought it was still pulled off rather well.
No, it was done rather well. I mean, you get to see how much Tony Stark's father had to do with all of that and creating S.H.I.E.L.D. and, like, how all of that went down. It was a good movie, but after the Avengers now, we've established certain characters, we've got a dynamic between them, and now we can do a movie that's like, holy shit, we've polished this. We've got it ready to go. It's like wrapped in a fucking cellophane bag of sweet joy, and it's ready to fucking come at you and bust all over your face. It's fucking... it's so good. The action sequences are literally like watching comic book panels come to life.
Absolutely. Very dramatic, with the camera angles, and the CGI is on point. It's believable. Right?
I know, it's ridiculous, man. I can't believe how freaking good it is.
The sound is great.
Well, and it's like, it goes, and the reason why I say it's better than The Avengers, and it's not because The Avengers wasn't a great movie and it didn't have amazing scope and depth, but it's because, quite honestly, this Captain America was like, it just got into the characters more, I felt. It had a more serious purpose. It was like The Empire Strikes Back. Of the Marvel Universe, if you will. Like, it had a very dark tone, a very sinister message, and, like, it's leading to, like, crazier things to come. It was definitely the movie that set the tone, I think, for Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I got.
That's all you got for that? Yeah.
Well, no, I totally agree with everything you're saying. We already talked about this, that's why.
So tell me, Corbin, how you feel in the big world? Thrilled. That's you right now. All right, I'm just saying.
All right, man, look, it's super green. It's super green. It's like a forest green.
What kind of green is it?
Like emeralds.
Really? Really, though? Oh, man. The Fifth Element, if you haven't seen it, go watch that movie. Anyways.
Do yourself a favor, watch that movie.
I thought that, like, oh man, do you not, okay, let me ask you, because I get the vibe that him and Scarlet Witch are going to end up, you know, hooking it on up.
No, I've seen the future, and the Scarlet Witch hooks up with me.
Right, okay, so really, so like, what goes on?
I don't know, maybe, the two of them.
Well, surely ain't gonna be
my sloppy seconds.
Listen,
look, yeah, you know,
it ain't gonna be you.
Be like,
it ain't
like
gonna be
her.
Me. It you ain't know? Gonna. No, listen. Here's my thing. Like, you remember how we talked about when what was the chick said that she was gay? Then you got all upset about
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. Yeah, when all the nerd guys got upset because Ellen Page was gay, I'm like, look, you weren't fucking Ellen Page before you found out she was gay. I was like, because you're not fucking Ellen Page. The average guy's not going to do it. It's not really going to happen in the real world. So being upset...
Well, at least now she, you know, has a celebrity sex tape go out. It's going to be pretty hot.
Fuck yeah. I mean, unless she's dating, like, Ellen DeGeneres' daughter or something. Or Rosie O'Donnell's or something.
Woof.
Yeah, and they happen to be lesbian as well. I mean, because let's face it. Like, if she hooked up with, like, Miley Cyrus or something, I'd watch that video. Because Miley's always sticking her tongue out. Ellen Page is like...
kind of catches it.
Meanwhile, how were all of you surprised that she was gay? I ain't never seen that bitch in nothing but jeans and flannel shirts.
I wasn't entirely surprised, but I just didn't... I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to know.
She looks like... she dresses like a lumberjack, for God's sakes. This isn't the 90s. Nobody wears grunge.
It gave me a sense of nostalgia.
Oh, okay. Is that what it gave you deep down in your pants?
Yeah.
I'm feeling kind of nostalgic right now. I'm going to go rub one out.
I'm so nostalgic right now. So nostalgic.
Jesus Christ, man. But, like, realistically... Look,
I can't explain it, all right? I had a hard-on for the girl. Look, now, okay. Not look, so much.
I love Michelle Rodriguez. I think she's the hottest girl on the fucking planet. To me, she is. I don't know what it is about her. I love it. I'm going to tell you this right now, though. I have no delusions of ever fucking Michelle Rodriguez or even remotely having fantasies about it because it's just
you
a waste.
You have a really bad imagination.
No, man, I have imagination. It's not that I don't have imagination. It's just that, like... I prefer to set my sights on realistic goals. There's a lot of poontang out there.
Well, I'm not saying that's my goal. I'm saying if the opportunity presented itself, I would be so upset with myself if I did not take that opportunity.
No, of course. Look, I would let all my friends punch me in the balls one by one, single file line, okay, if I had an opportunity to talk to her and I didn't at least try to hit on her a little bit.
But I'd like to play out, like, scenarios. And she happened to be in the... Well, I was
in
a starring role.
In your flannel t-shirt wearing scenarios.
It was cold, man.
What, is she Al Borland's daughter?
I don't think so, Jesse.
Because she's got a whole different tool in mind. I'm letting you know right now. Tool time for her ain't the same thing. I'm just saying, man. We can't be laughing for 20 minutes. We gotta bring it back in.
I know, we gotta bring it back in.
But listen. I understand that. It's fine to fantasize, but what I was really talking about is there are guys out there that are really bummed out when they find out certain things. Like, Ellen Page is gay. Guess what, dude? She was gay before she announced it. You still weren't going to fuck her. Even if you ran into her at a bar and you tapped her on her flannel shirt and she turned around.
Such a dick.
You could, like, get her, like, hey, can I buy you a beer? She'd be like, hey, sweetheart, he wants to buy me a beer. And Rosie O'Donnell would turn around and be like, get the fuck out of here. And you'd be like, all right, Rosie.
So?
Right, but that's just one example. But I'm talking about all the irrational guys that are like, oh my God, Scarlett Johansson's getting married. She's going to be off the table. She was already off the table. You were never going to fuck her.
I think the main thing was that these guys fantasize about, hey, look, my dick is out. What's going to happen next? I didn't let it out for air. And in their fantasy, she would, you know, draw upon it succulently. Now that they know that she's gay, that whole image is just, it's shattered. Now it's, hey, what's... Look what happened here. My penis is out. And she'd be like, well, you better put it away.
She's like, that's sexual harassment.
Because, yeah, and then we'd end up in freaking jail. Like,
no, but like, imagine
when
she hadn't.
When it has become a country, you can't whip out your cock and balls.
Like, forever?
Oh.
Unless you're talking about slave times. And then when the master does what he wants, he's just walking around the house with his dick out like, yeah. You know why you're in the house?
It's funny.
But it's true. And listen, it was horrible times. Like, if you had to be anywhere as a slave, you wanted to be in the fucking house, bro. Nobody wanted to be out in the fields.
No, hell no.
You know, that's fucking rough work. Housework was banging. That was, like, the preferable place.
Literally.
Yeah.
Housework was banging.
Listen, man. The Jeffersons moved on up a long time ago. Thomas Jefferson was banging that dark meat like every day, bro. He was hitting that Sally Hemings right, bro. Like, dude, they just found, like, not too long ago, like, a total genetic DNA link. And, like, this guy had, You know.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, man.
Huh.
Thomas Jefferson was getting it. Over at Madison's house, it was more like the Fred Sanford and Son. Oh, shit. Good times. Anyways, so what I'm saying is, it's never been appropriate to just whip your dick out. Like, if you're going about going...
Well, nobody's saying it's appropriate, but, you know, it's just... It's your imagination.
Be like, hey, babe, take a look at this.
It's a fantasy.
She'd be like, why?
That's how it would play out now.
Honey, get me my favorite flannel. This guy pulled his dick out. I'm calling the cops.
And I'm suing. And this and that. Oh, gosh, it would be ugly. I know. That's why.
Dude, I had a weird dream right before I woke up this morning. I had a dream I was at a football game sitting next to Bill Gates. And we were talking shit about the NFL rules. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to buy it. Because I don't like them either. I was like, right on, Bill. It was really weird, man. Morgan Freeman was there. It was a crazy dream. I don't know what
was he explaining the whole dream as it was happening?
It's like, Bill Gates doesn't like the rules of football. He says the rules of football are taking all the sport out of the game. Somewhere I went from being Morgan Freeman to a redneck on the bayou.
And he still got a freckle. Achievement unlocked.
Dude, when I saw Morgan Freeman in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, I was like, wow, that man... You could really play connect the dots on his face. Like, yeah. Just all over the place with those freckles, man. Big ones, little ones. Some that look like little islands. Some that you're like, dude, would you really get rid of that already?
I honestly thought those were all makeup, but apparently not.
So, speaking of movies, I recently watched a movie that I really honestly can't tell you was good. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life, bro. It was horrible. And it was... Wow. It was called Mutant Hunt.
Oh, you showed me that movie.
Right, okay.
That was bad.
Alright, Mutant Hunt is this really horrible sci-fi horror type of movie where it's like... Looks like it's filmed on a VHS camera with people that are like... Not skilled.
Of course it was VHS, dude. It was back in the 80s.
No, but they had real film reels back then. They didn't film on VHS.
Yeah.
Like, this only porno filmed on VHS, and it was horrible, and it was grainy, and that's exactly what this was.
Well, that's exactly what this director went on to do.
Yeah, which is what we found out. We read up about it, and this guy actually went on to direct what was considered to be the greatest porno, gay porno ever made.
Yeah, according to whoever wrote that article I read.
Who was probably like, I have this guy's whole catalog. Oh man, dude. He did some seriously
bad
fucked
directing.
Up movies. He had another one called Robot Holocaust. Like, this guy... Okay, here's one of the lines from this movie. And tell me this doesn't sound like it came straight out of a porno. He's like, yeah, they did that ever since the enactment of the law. She's like, yeah, the law of 2 years ago. The one that had to do with the space shuttle sex murders. I'm like, space shuttle sex murders?
That's porno all day.
Dude, all that was missing
from... That's a setup for a porno.
All that was missing from that is like, yeah, I was pretty broke up about those space shuttle sex murders. Why don't you make me feel better? She's like, oh, yeah? He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, drops.
Oh. Yeah.
Only problem is, dude, this guy gets out of bed in this fight scene with these two chicks. The two chicks are sitting there. They're not fighting. They're not helping out. They're not even screaming or nothing. They're just sitting there.
In the director's defense, one of them was just like a sex bot.
True. One of them was
a
sex bot.
She is not programmed for combat.
She just sat on the bed. But, like, the other one didn't try to help. She sat there and smoked a cigarette while this dude was fighting off these cyborg mutants or whatever.
She was smoking a cigarette, wasn't she?
Yeah.
That bitch.
Yeah, so then, what's even worse, though, is this gets to be, like, such a gay porno without the sex, it's not even funny. This guy hops up out of the bed. He's wearing tidy whities. He's ripped, he's chiseled, and the fucking camera never goes off his crotch. It just sits right fucking there.
It makes sure that the entirety of his tidy whities and surrounding
and
areas
his bulge.
remain in frame.
with his hands on his hips.
Regardless how much he's jumping on the bed and wrestling with the other man on
the yes. bed. The other man. And wearing, like, dark sunglasses, having, like, the gayest Devo haircut you've ever seen in your life. And it just...
And wearing BMX armor.
Yeah. It screams homoeroticism without the actual dick sucking. Like, it is just... I don't understand, like, how this movie...
I was kind of surprised I watched so much of it and didn't see a single dick get sucked.
No, but we were... It was weird because we didn't catch it at first, but then when we found out he made the greatest gay porn ever made...
Yeah.
It all fell into place, and I can't watch that movie the same.
That's why it was so bad, dude. It was porn grade.
It was.
And for porn, it was actually pretty bad. I mean, pretty decent. Pretty bad.
Like, the leader of the super space mutants is John Holmes. And he's going to penetrate you with his love member. It was bad. It was
there was
really
no
bad.
Setup for the story. Like, you had to try and figure it out. And I really wasn't so engaged as to want to figure it out. I really didn't care.
How the hell did Mystery Science Theater 3000 not make fun of that?
Yeah, how did they miss that one?
I don't know, man. I've got the whole catalog, and I swear I've never seen that one on there. It's crazy.
We had a field day with it.
Oh, dude, it was so bad. It was just the worst movie ever made. If you can find it out there, I don't know where you can find it, because honestly, maybe YouTube, but I tried to get it everywhere on the internet, and it's, like, impossible to find.
If you can buy a copy of it off of eBay,
yeah,
do so.
Do so.
And burn it as soon as it arrives. Do the entire world,
no, man,
our
keep
entire
it,
species.
Keep it for the archives, man. That's a movie that has to go down in history, man. That's a movie that...
No, tell you what. Last copy will be on a thumb drive.
No, thumb drives break down too easy. I want this fucking masterpiece to be well preserved.
What, you want this one to be like redone, remastered,
no,
HD?
Yeah. I want it to be like held in a in like
on
a
Blu-ray.
Nah, maybe not Blu-ray, but I want it to be held like in a vault. Like, you know, and kept for the future ages. Like, so like when gay guys in the future want to look back at what their porn used to look like, they can see the pinnacle.
This is what raised the bar in gay porn.
Yeah, this is what raised it, the cock, all the way up to the top. What was the guy's name that directed it? I don't even remember. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter what his name
Didn't
was.
He star in it, too? Wasn't he one of those guys? The big guy with the muscles, with the shot,
guy with
cross
the
shot?
That's like the entire male cast.
That is true.
And it was an all-male cast, well, with the exception of those two women.
Well, not only that, but, like, the women, he does them like they're extremely helpless, like they can't do anything. Like,
yeah,
he has no respect for women at all.
Yeah, like, he thinks less of them.
Like, totally
they're
less.
They're totally nothing.
They're, like, nothing to him. He's like, oh, well, there's these girls, and they're fucking
And there's
there
all
for
this
scenery.
Fighting and battle and combat, and it's sweaty and hot, and the girls are doing nothing because they're useless.
Do you really don't want any oil? It's actually quite nice.
And then the guys... Those boys, they're just fighting on the bed.
He's like, cut! He's like, cut! No! You have to grab and hold him. Hold him. Okay? You have to squeeze the life out of him. And when I say squeeze, I mean squeeze it. Like, you know how you get in there and you grab him tight and you tell him you love him and give him a reach around. What? No. I'm just saying.
Who are
you? Alright, get back to this. I lost myself there, I'm sorry. Action! It's a great movie.
It's straight, like, teabagging this guy. Yeah. He's like, is this the right way? Is this what
He's
you
like,
wanted?
Sir, did you want coffee? No, I just wanted you to kneel down there and service me while we do this.
What's the matter? You ain't never been to a pro shoot before? We do things.
There's a scene of him chasing down one of the mutant terrorists on a motorcycle with a fucking vibrating cock for a seat. And he's just like riding down the road.
It's got an even bigger one up front in the place of the headlight.
No, it's just got his Puerto Rican buddy from the movie sitting up on the front like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
He's gotta be wearing freaking Daisy Dukes.
And his buddy's a cyborg.
With the fringe still coming off of it.
And his buddy's a cyborg. And the only way he can get his radar to go off is if he blows him as they go down the road. So he's just like getting to work.
You know, I really would have I would not put any of that past that director.
He's like, where's the gay PSA we're going?
The gay PS? The gay positioning.
He's like,
pretty sure they got an app for that.
He's like, go down this street. He's like, all right.
Actually, it would be go down on this street.
Yeah. Dude. We never took a look to see what the streets were called either. They were probably some really like vaguely homoerotic street names. Possibly. like John's End. Make a left into John's End. Like, oh,
John's End Parkway.
Oh fuck. Jesus Christ. Okay, man, so listen, we got another treat for you, man. We recorded another little bit, a little sneak peek for the Osama the Musical. No, it's not, still too soon. And we're going to do that for you right now.
This number better be right. I just killed my informant. It doesn't look right. 1-800... Al-Qaeda!
Hello, you've reached an undisclosed location somewhere in the cave. Osama Bin Laden speaking.
Osama! It worked! It's you!
Yes, it's me, I'm
this
here.
This is the right number! I should not have killed my informant.
Hey, well, you know, you win some, lose some, right?
Now listen, I have a problem with this Bush guy.
The Bush guy? Oh shit, man, yeah. Don't even get me started on that guy, holy fuck.
He's very, very pissed off right now, well, and it's kind of your fault.
Well, I mean, you know, you did try to kill his father. I mean, he's not going to forget that.
Well, yes, there's that too, but yours is still very fresh in his memory. He's very pissed off.
Well, okay, fine. It's a little bit my fault. I did crash the planes in the towers, but hey, that explosion, huh?
It was pretty good.
Right? Okay. But listen, so why you call? What's wrong? What's the Bush doing?
I figure the best way to deal with a bush is to burn it, right? And, well, how can you not burn with WMDs? It's only the best way to burn things. So...
Well, okay, well, listen. Here's what you do, okay? You take some of your WMDs, all right? You don't want to be caught with them. The International Committee will come, the UN, move them into Syria.
See, that's the problem. We, I don't really have them.
What do you mean you don't really have them?
No, when I tell people I don't have them, I mean I don't have them.
Right,
They don't exist.
Okay, I believe you. Listen, take some of those things you don't fucking have and move them into Syria.
Well, you see, that's actually why I was calling you. You see, can I borrow some? Just a few. I only need a few. Get the ball rolling.
No. This time I cannot help you. I can't this time.
But
listen, maybe every time I try to help you, you always fuck me somehow.
I only need like a few of them.
You always fuck me every single time.
When was the last time?
Listen, it's just fucking George Bush, okay? That's all it is. Try to picture myself. You see me here? I'm in a freaking cave, okay? Try to walk a mile in my sandals.
Well, yes, there is that. I'm very sorry about that, but I still really need help. It's not easy. I mean, are you okay? You're doing fine for yourself, right?
I'm doing fine for myself? Am I okay? I am a 6'1" tall Arab who has to be on dialysis, and I'm stuck in a fucking cave. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
Yes, that's a very good point. Well, maybe just a friend rate on some of them if I go to purchase them.
Listen. Okay, here's what I do. I tell you.
I've got a guy, and he's not best guy, but he's in northern Egypt. He has a few other things that maybe that you could be looking for. Now, they're not going to quite kill all of the Americans, but you could damn sure get some Kurds with it.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I called you. I knew you would help me out.
Listen, I know, you know, when it comes to you and killing the Kurds, I can't help it. You know, I am a big fan of your work.
Well, you know, I do think of myself as quite the artist. I think to myself sometimes, what would Osama think? What would he do?
Hey, I am so glad you mentioned that you finally embraced the WWOD philosophy. I'm so happy to hear that. Because, you know, I tell you what. I'm going to get you with the guy. I give you 1% over invoice. That's friend prices.
Friend prices?
Friend, I do this solid for you. I do it.
Are you saying we are friends?
Hey, well, you know, I told you. I'm a big fan of your work with the Kurds.
I knew you would come around. Hey. I knew it. This is very big for me. I don't think you understand. This is very, very big for me. Listen. I'm a big fan of your work.
Well, great minds think alike, right?
Oh, yes, always.
Okay, but listen, I'm going to send you the phone number. This is satellite phone, okay? So it's going to bounce the shit all over the fucking place, all right? So nobody will find you. Right. It's not tapped. Okay, I send you the satellite phone number, and I also send you a WWOD shirt with me on the front. It's, you know, to throw it in for the sweetener the deal.
Fantastic!
Yes, all right, well, listen, I'm going to send it to you. It's going to be wrapped in a plain brown bag, and it's going to be delivered by a man on a motorcycle
with
a Tweety Bird on the side of his helmet.
What the fuck is a Tweety Bird?
A Tweety Bird? You know the Tweety Bird. A Tweety Bird is like the little yellow bird that used to be chased by the cat, but he always outsmarted the cat on Infidel TV 1945-50.
Oh, yes, this one with the really big head.
Right, he looks like a waterhead, like Corky from Life Goes On.
I will look for that.
Okay, so he's going to deliver that to you.
I can't wait, I'm so excited.
Right, I know, it's great. Listen, I tell you something. I have a secret shame. I don't tell everybody. I tell you, because, I mean, you know, some of the guys could think like,
Osama, we've only just become friends. Are we not moving to fame?
No, I mean, look, it's not that serious, really. It's not. It's just, I love this movie. This one movie. And it's my favorite movie of all time.
What movie?
But I don't like to say because it's American. Dirty Dancing. No. Right?
No way!
Dirty Dancing!
That's my favorite movie!
Nobody puts baby in a corner!
Nobody!
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later. Death to America!
Hey, Death to America! We are friends!
Thank you for using Jihad Wireless, keeping you connected from Afghanistan all the way to the Sudan. Reach out and kill someone. Death to America. Could it be that we are really friends? Me and Osama? Something is happening. We could be friends. There, I say it. So happy together. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the guy you love, who treats you right, Osama Bin Laden. If I should call you up inside the cave, and you would always make time for me, night or day, imagine how the world would be that we'd create, Osama Bin Laden. I can't see me ruling the world without you by my side. Every day killing a Kurd or two right by my side. me and you and me. No matter how they roll those dice, there had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, Osama bin Laden. You know, when you told me to hide my WMDs in Syria, I knew that you really understood me, and you wanted the best for me. And I want to be with you, so nice and happy together. Me and you and me, no matter how they roll those dice, we had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, Osama bin Laden. I can't see me ruling the world without you by my side. Every day killing an infidel or two right by my side. Oh, me and you and me, no matter how they roll those dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Oh, how's the hijacking? Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. I really do love you, you know.
So there is yet another little sneak peek of Osama the Musical. We're working on it hard. Don't know when it's going to be done, man. We're just doing it in our spare time. I've been working a lot lately. That's why this podcast hasn't been up in 2 weeks. I've been working 60-hour weeks, man. So it's tough. But we're going to power through this, man. And it's going to be really, really fucking awesome, I think. So
I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty neat.
We're doing something else also this weekend. We're recording it, and it's a little top secret, so I'm not going to be able to tell you what it is. All I will say is keep an eye out on YouTube for something from us, because that's going to be happening. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's really pretty secretive, but if you don't laugh your ass off, well, you just have no fucking sense of humor at this one. This
yeah,
one
is, I don't know why you're listening, but I mean, I thank you for listening. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
But if you get offended, like, seriously,
I don't know why. What's wrong with you? You're crazy. But,
you're crazy.
So, anyways, well, we got a really cool, interesting, what the Florida news break.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Altaj.
How many times have you heard of a precious piece of history being lost in the name of progress, Kamal?
How about the Berlin Wall?
Yeah, those Ruskies didn't like that. But there is a piece of Volusia County historical site saved from development that may be unlike anything you've ever seen. There's actually a child's sarcophagus in the middle of the street in the median. I know.
It's kind of quiet in old-timey Florida. Would you like to know more? I tell you all about it.
No, that's fine. We're good. No, we're fine. Listen, this is one of the neatest streets, you say. The New Smyrna Beach History Museum would agree. There's a teenager in there. I'm going to tell you how he died.
I know how he died.
The kid shouldn't have been named Dumet. He should have been named Dumbass. This motherfucker here, dude. This guy fell on his own gun and shot himself in the head.
Well, no, he tripped. We don't know what he tripped over. Maybe his own foot. Maybe a trunk.
Does it really matter at this point? He tripped and shot himself in the head.
Woof. Now, what a way to go.
You know what, though? Honestly, that was a lot more common back then when guns would misfire a lot easier than they would now.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a stray spark on that flint, dude. It's going off. And hitting the ground?
Whoops-a-daisy.
Can you imagine his dad coming out there? It's a father-son, first hunting trip. He's 16. He's like, you're going to kill your first deer today, son. He's like, this is going to be great, Dad. Me and you. He gets a little bit ahead of him. He spots a deer.
He shoots it. He goes to run for it. The second barrel's still loaded. He trips and falls.
He's like, oh, my dear boy. My dear, dear boy.
Wow. That was horrible.
Then he takes him home. He goes home. And he's the only one that comes in the front door. And the mom's like, where is he? Did you boys have a good time?
Got the deer.
He pops the deer down. They're like, oh, we got dinner for like a few days.
He's like, where's our son? Where's little Dumont? Or what the fuck is this guy's name?
I think it's Charles.
Where's little Chucky?
The little Chucky dumbass.
Where's little Chuck Dumont? Well, honey, he didn't make it. What happened? This goddamn deer gored him, sweetheart. You should have seen it.
Well, where's his body? Oh, I got hungry on the way back.
They're like, no, I gave him a proper burial.
Just put some rocks around him.
Yeah. 6 months later, a proper sarcophagus was erected around the rocks. And thus ends the story of little Chucky Dumont.
Well, that's not entirely the end of the story. His dog, I guess his hunting dog, actually went out to his gravesite, or his sarcophagus.
Yeah, his sarcophagi.
Every day in the morning, he would spend like every hour of every day out there until he had to come home.
Yeah. They made him like go inside, like he would stay there all day until the sun went down.
Yeah.
So on top of the guy's sarcophagus is, you know, a little dog.
A dog made of stone.
Made of stone.
It's actually kind of convincing. I'm sure if you were driving through there at night, you'd be like, oh, look, there's a dog sleeping there.
That's adorable. That dog's in a lot better condition than old Chucky.
I'll say.
I mean, but it is a really neat, interesting piece of old history that like got preserved and... I mean, basically got preserved through nothing more than accident, really. I mean, like, they did that place. Like, I imagine the home was no longer there. I imagine, like, when they found this place, it was probably, you know, just swampy land or plains area before they turned it into a neighborhood. So, like, they had to have just stumbled across this thing and been like, yo, what the hell? Dude, seriously, though.
Like, they find out the day before they're going to be tearing that shit down.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, anybody that's read a Stephen King book's like, no!
Hey, you know, a little ways up, we got something.
Yeah. But like, listen, I've read those Stephen King books, and I am not, repeating that, putting any kind of neighborhood on no burial grounds. So they called up the historical society, and they're like, what's going on? They're like, oh, we gotta send somebody over. You know how fucking over budget they must have been on that neighborhood waiting for everybody to figure out what the fuck was going on with this thing? Dude, they had to call the historical society. Archaeologists had to show up. Motherfuckers had to come out there and inspect this shit, give the okay. They put those little chains around it, and we're like, alright, anything around this is fair game. Chucky, you gotta save him. Little Chucky dummy.
Been around too long.
Nah, I mean, but it's cool, though. I mean, it's just died in May of 1860-something. Like, fucking, this kid had a rough life, man. Like, I wouldn't have lived in Florida. I wouldn't have lived in Florida back then, dude. I mean, Florida before Central AC is just not a place I'd like to fucking experience.
No, not even a little bit.
You know?
Not even
people
a little
riding
bit.
Mosquitoes like fairy winkles and shit on their backs with saddles. Indians that would just assume kill you as fucking handshake you. Like, you know, come on.
Sounds like Jurassic Park.
Bro, like, Ponce de Leon shows up and he's like, oh shit. He's like, I think I'm gonna find the Fountain of Youth here. No.
Nope,
you found the future place of the waiting room. For God. Because all the goddamn old people moved here. I'm telling you. If I ever get enough money, like we said in that one podcast, bro, I'm straight opening up a funeral home. It's a growth industry, I'm telling you.
It is. It is.
Fuck buying stock in Facebook. I'm buying stock in the mortuary.
Guaranteed business.
Like, we get him in, we get him out.
We
do it right around here.
Because like, remember, in, out.
Welcome to Dyson Son's Funeral Parlor. Oh. We're gonna put him in a casket. We're gonna wheel him out. Hickory dickory dock. Boom, we burn him for you. Boom, like that.
That's it.
We give him to you in a bag or a vase. Don't break it. Oh.
Dispensing your own mana.
Be like, any jewelry or valuables that happen to be on said corpse are not our responsibility, liability, or a problem. Okay.
Well, where's his watch? I swear he had a watch. Must have gotten in there. He probably still had it on.
There were a couple of minority types hanging out in front of the funeral parlor. I'm not sure, eh?
Every white person's like, yeah, that sounds about right. You racist bastards.
The lot of you.
Yeah. Remember in South Park when Butters was lost and she was like, I think it was some Puerto Rican guy. And John and Benet Ramsey's parents show up. They're like, our child was killed by some Puerto Rican guy too. How tall was he, Mrs. Stotch? Oh, you know, about average Puerto Rican height.
Didn't they wink at him too?
OJ Simpson showed up and he was like, yeah, Nicole was killed by some Puerto Rican guy too, man. Gary Condit. Who killed Chandra Levy? Gary Condit, you killed Chandra Levy. You did. Come on, guy. You know you did. True.
I didn't follow.
No, you never saw that?
No.
The Chandra Levy story? Like, really? That was back when you still had civilization in your home.
Was it?
Where the senator, Gary Condit, killed Chandra Levy, man. Like, she was like his intern and she went missing and they could never prove it was him.
Sure, man. I'll take your word for it. I'm not familiar with it. I'm not even going to pretend I'm familiar with it.
It's Death of America, kids.
Slowly but surely, it's happening.
Speaking of which, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. Stop saying fucking cray. Just say crazy. Nothing is fucking cray, okay? Stop it. You're ruining the goddamn language. Pretty soon, Idiocracy, full fucking swing, okay? I watched that movie, it scared the shit out of me, because I'm watching it unfold in front of me right now.
Yeah. Right now, like, right in front of you. Like, actually sitting to your right.
I can't fucking figure it out, dude. I'm like, can you just say the whole word? Just say the whole word.
Oh, I say crazy. I'm saying, like, you know, other things.
No, well, I understand, but, like, dude, like, it's all of that shit, though, like, all this, like, fucking, like, text lingo and...
Leet speak.
Yeah, bro, it's ruining the dialect. Like, people are eventually just gonna talk in something that you can't fucking understand, like, at all. Like, it's gonna be like Blade Runner, where everybody speaks, like, a fucking hybrid language of these other languages and slang. It's gonna be this weird fucking shit, dude, and, like,
I'm not looking forward to that.
No, man, I don't want to be there.
I didn't spend years in class... learning how to speak this language.
Properly,
yeah. To hear it get butchered.
No, and occasionally we do butcher a thing or two because we're intoxicated, but...
Yeah.
That's because we're intoxicated.
It happens, okay? It's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
Are you fine? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
I don't need help.
It's all fine.
I only drink on Tuesdays.
Bank holidays.
Every day that ends in Y. Mother's Day, Father's Day, especially Father's Day.
Especially Father's Day.
My birthday.
New Year's.
Easter. Black Friday. Black Friday's a good one for me.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, definitely St. Patrick's Day.
I love Kwanzaa.
May Day. It's May Day. I do that. LGBT Day. I drink one for the homes. Yeah, I do. Basically an excuse.
Hanukkah's great.
Hanukkah is a great drinking holiday. Yeah. 8 days, you can pretty much get sloshed. And let's face it, the Jews take all of Hanukkah off. Like, they're off. They get, dude, man, they get really pissed off when they can't get their Passover stuff. Like, they come in the store all the time, and they're just like, you're out of this and you're out of that. Like, dude, you wait till the last couple of days of Passover, dude. Like, every Jew on the planet has already been to the store. They've already been...
They every got a good Jew on seriously, the planet has every, been to the store
but
already.
Like, every good Jew has already been, okay? Seriously. You should have planned ahead.
Yourself.
Planned ahead. Wait till I see you at Temple this week. Jesus.
I mean, it's true, but they get irate, though, bro. They come in the store and like, what do you mean you don't have any more locks? What am I going to do? I'm like, I don't know. You roll out of gefilte fish, Jesus. I'm like, yo, it's fucking crazy. Oh, speaking of which, okay, let me ask you, because we both work in the same sort of a thing in the grocery store environment. Let me ask you this. Do you ever have customers and you tell them that this is the product? Like, for instance, today I had a woman say that she was in the store for G2 Gatorade.
Okay.
Right? And she's like, I want the G2, but not the low calorie. I'm like, well, G2 is the low calorie. It was designed that way to have less sugar because people didn't want, you know, a lot of sugar. Like, some people are diabetics. They wanted their sports drink to have less calories.
Yeah.
She's like, no, no, I'm pretty sure that's not the case. I bought it before. My husband specifically told me to get the G2 orange, but not the low calorie. I'm like, well, that's impossible. She's like, I don't think you're right. Look, lady, do I come to the goddamn tire store that your husband works at and tell him he don't know shit about fucking tires? No, I don't fucking do that because I don't know shit about tires. Pretend I've worked in this business a long fucking time, and I know exactly...
Just for a moment.
Just for a minute! That I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, and I'm not an actual idiot, okay? Like, just for a minute.
I feel you.
What cracks me up even more is they go get a manager, he calls me on the fucking intercom, I walk up there and tell her the same fucking thing.
She's like, oh.
Yeah.
Call someone else.
Yeah, imagine that.
He already told me the wrong thing.
Yeah, imagine that's the case. And even at the end, when she realized that, like, I was right, she still didn't let it go. And then, I was like, well, maybe tell your husband to come in. I was like, and get it.
You did not say yeah. that.
Instead of sending you out, I said, instead of sending you out here to do it, I was like, with the wrong instructions. I was like, that's not very nice of him. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, uh-huh. Let him get his own.
I can't believe he did that.
I was like, let him get his own Gatorade.
Hey, buddy, nice save.
It was great. It was perfect. She went on her way. But at the same time,
most people would not be able to pull that one off.
Yeah, I got her. She was good. She was good to go after that. But it's just like, what the fuck, man? What, do I sit around all day making shit up just to piss you off? Is that my goal? This ain't RST video, okay?
They got two different orange G2 Gatorades. Well, I'm going to tell them that there's no such thing as low calorie.
No, fuck that. Here's exactly what happens, okay? Here's what her husband says. Honey, I want you to go out. I want you to get me the orange Gatorade. Not that G2 shit. I don't want the low calorie. The only thing she heard was, Gatorade, orange, G2, low calorie. Okay. She came to the store all fucking retarded and asked me the stupid question. Here's the thing. When her husband sees it when she gets home, I guarantee he's like, ate it. I told you not the fucking G2. I don't want the low calorie. I want the regular orange fucking Gatorade.
Well, I thought you told me the G2.
I'm 76 years old. I drink what I want. I eat what I want. I shit where I want. And I fuck what I want, Edith. And by the way, we ain't been fucking.
Which opens a whole new can of worms.
I love old people that have been married so long they hate each other. That's like my favorite thing in the world. They don't argue like regular old people, like regular married people. They argue with this passive aggressive, like, they really mean what they're saying.
Yeah. There's a little more behind
it. Oh, yeah, but like they're making it sound sarcastic, like they're just fucking around with you, but they really mean that shit. They really do. There's been like 40 years of pent-up aggression and fucking hate.
And finally, they're at a point where they don't give a shit about anything.
No, man. They're like, they're ready
least
to...
Least of all their spouse.
Exactly. Listen, the divorce rate goes up drastically after retirement age because these people at least had 8 to 12 hours a day where they didn't have to fucking see each other before.
I think nowadays they should save that money that they use on bachelor parties and save it for the party after the divorce.
I had a good divorce party, man.
I didn't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good one, man. We went to the pub next door to my store, and somebody bought me a divorce cake that bled like it was a bride, and when you cut it, it was actually like strawberry filling and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. It was awesome. But anyways, going back to what I was saying before with the old retirees, it's got to be difficult. I mean, think about it. Like, you all both had your jobs before. You both didn't have to see each other as much. And now you see this person all the fucking time, dude.
Yep.
Every day you wake up, everything that's ever pissed you off about them, even mildly, that you put up with because you didn't have to see them all the time,
is now the only thing you see. And it's constant.
Yes, dude.
You can't get away from it. Except to go get groceries. By the way, I should go get some groceries.
Or drink
and not
yourself
come back.
Stupid. Like, that's why these old people... Dude, like, I'm telling you.
Be sure to pick up some cooking sherry.
Yeah. They've killed... They've beat up their liver their whole lives. They retire and give it the killing blow. Okay? We live near a place called the Villages, Florida. And the Villages, Florida is the biggest retirement community on the planet. We've probably mentioned this before. But...
Also the swinger capital.
Swinger capital and STD capital of the world, too. Because let's face it, when you've gone through menopause, you ain't worried about rubbers.
Nope. You're already about to shuffle off this mortal coil. May as well do so with a smile on your face, huh?
You know, get a little action, you know, before you fucking don't have any kind of action.
Spread a little, you know? Read some posts.
Get some action.
Like them.
Get some action for your body before your body's just a reaction. Seriously, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy, though. But these people, man, they party down like crazy. They have no regard. They're honestly like college kids.
They drive around in
gas-powered
golf carts. Drinking martinis in the middle of the day, like
swerving,
not even hiding it,
not even a little bit,
swerving, driving into grocery stores.
That's why I say the Villages is a drinking community with a golfing problem. That's really what it is.
It's so accurate.
It really is. Dude, they come into the store, man, and they buy, like, all those little tiny alcohol bottles, you know? Those little, like...
Yeah, they can take them anywhere.
Tons of them, because they take them on the golf course, and they get fucking slits, malt liquored up all day long.
They also buy up all the KY.
Yeah, because
all them personal lubricants, man. Woo! Because they're dusty as fuck down there.
Man... I'm telling you, you don't
want to queef and it's like.
I'm telling you, man, some of those vaginas probably got enough wrinkles to hold a 10-day rain. And could use a little water, if you ask me.
For dry vaginas, try clear vagina.
Be like, she used to be a squirter. Now I gotta use a dowsing rod to find the spot.
I gotta throw some flour on it.
She was a squirter, now she's more like a trickle. She's like a dry riverbed down there. Just feels like a bunch of rocks and sand. You're damn right I pay for young pussy. And that's Yeah, I Said It for this week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
And we'll see you motherfuckers next week. Oh yeah, sorry about MegaCon. We failed.